Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It's been claimed that we're seeing a global epidemic of young onset colorectal cancer. Now, this type of cancer, which was traditionally more associated with people over the age of 55, is predicted by some to be one of the leading causes of death for people under 50 by 2030. But here in Ireland, our national screening programme begins at 59. Well, Brian O'Connell has been looking at this for us. And Brian, this was sparked by a new report and some information that you came across related to screening.
Yes, good morning, Claire. I was looking at a recently published report in the Irish Medical Journal. It was co-authored by Professor Seamus O'Reilly, and it was essentially looking at the rates of young onset colorectal cancer. So this is cancer before the age of 50. In the past 30 years, the rates of this cancer in this cohort have doubled. And I suppose what the study is saying is that we're in the middle of a profound change around colon cancer, and we need to think about how we arrange our health services as a result. So this type of cancer tends to be diagnosed at a more advanced stage in younger patients. There's been a lot of media reports. I read a piece in the New York Times maybe 2 weeks back asking why are we seeing younger people developing more advanced cancer of this type. There's a lot of work to be done to find out the exact causes, but it would seem over-reliance and over-consumption of processed foods would be a factor.
Right, so if this cancer is happening then to these younger people, that has implications for our cancer screening programmes.
Absolutely, and we're hearing there are pressures on the system currently, but there may need to be changes. Already in some countries, in the US for example, they have changed. So here, as you said, our screening programme begins at 59, it goes to age 70. There was an aim to have this reduced to 55 several years ago. It didn't happen. International guidelines are now recommending the bowel screening programmes would begin at 50. I mean, we're a long way off this, as you can see, but even with our current age range, there is a lower uptake on our current screening programme than would be hoped. I did ask the HSE if there are plans now to extend our screening and what the wait times are currently.
Right, and we're going to hear shortly what they said to you in response, but you want to bring us someone who has been living with this cancer for several years.
I spoke to 45-year-old Glenn Keating, who's a musician and who is a parent. He's been living with colorectal cancer for the past 5 years now. His story was impacted initially by COVID, so his initial diagnosis was delayed as a result.
I was diagnosed in July 2020. I mean, then it seemed to be quite unusual for someone of my age. And I think in that 5 years, someone at 40 years of age, it seems less unusual now.
What was it that first caused you concern? I mean, what are the health-related issues that people should be keeping an eye on, Glenn?
You know, a father of two young children. So I suppose tiredness was kind of ever present in my life. Looking back, it definitely was something that was a kind of a red flag. Changes in my sort of bowel habits kind of started progressing to kind of getting pains and cramps in my lower abdomen. So I went to my GP, who referred me then for a colonoscopy. And obviously COVID had sort of started taking hold, and my colonoscopy appointment was sort of put on hold. So I had to do it through A&E. And they found a mass on my in my bowel. I know you're talking about the bigger picture of screening and things like that at the moment, but we're way behind screening in this country. We're looking very long down the road to get it down to something like 45, like it is in the States, like you say.
Looking back, Lynn, were there any factors, do you think, that made you more susceptible to bowel cancer?
I would say I was, at the time, I was living quite a sedentary life. I kind of, on the outside, you might think I would sort of be a healthy looking guy and relatively fit, but I was leading quite a sedentary life, you know, in terms of, you know, sitting at the computer for prolonged periods of time, maybe sort of bad eating habits, eating late. The type of colon cancer that I have is not, there's no genetic predisposition to it. So it was for me just bad luck.
So Glenn was treated initially, but then this is something, Brian, isn't it, that he has to manage on an ongoing basis?
He does. say, you know, a lot of people sit at a computer all day long and maybe would eat processed foods and don't get cancer. So as Glenn said, maybe he was just very unlucky. Unfortunately for him, his cancer had spread by the time it was picked up. And I suppose this is why awareness around young onset colorectal cancer at, for example, primary care level in terms of access to diagnostics, it's very important given that the global trends are increasing. I did speak to a consultant as well, Claire, working at the front line. So Professor Barbara Ryan is a consultant gastroenterologist working in Tala. And I asked her if she was seeing more advanced cancer like this at a younger age.
Certainly the figures would support us seeing more colon cancers in general at a younger age. Certain studies would suggest that some of these cancers are more potentially more aggressive than some of the cancers we see in older people, and possibly because of a delay in diagnosis, because these symptoms can be put down to other benign causes, there may be a delay in diagnosis for some of the younger people, where this is obviously a very unexpected and unusual diagnosis if you take the population as a whole. For most people, these are not serious symptoms, but if somebody has a sustained change in their bowel pattern, if they're passing blood and it's mixed in with the stool, they are very important symptoms, and they should be discussed with the patient's GP as a first port of call.
So at the moment, our bowel screening program starts at 59. There's obviously data behind that. I mean, there are particular reasons why it's 59 and why it's not 39, for example.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, the biggest risk factor for bowel cancer is advancing age. So we see the vast majority of bowel cancers being diagnosed in people over the age of 65 or 70. If you take a 10-year lead on that, you know, you're into the 50s when somebody may be developing a polyp that given time could potentially develop into a cancer. The surveillance programs are based on knowing the natural history of colon cancer.
So it might make a whole lot of sense right now to copy what some states in the US have done, which is to bring the age down to 45. It might make sense to bring it to 55 if we had the resources.
I think that is probably an aim of the bowel screen program in due course. And as you say, we're always working in a situation where we've limited resources. The situation in the States is very different. Everything is driven by insurance. And if you can afford something, your insurance will, you know, and medical insurance will cover it. Other European countries have reduced the screening age to about 50. That might be something that we could look at in due course. But I think the first step would be to try and establish what we have. It's been extended from 59 to 70. In due course, if it can go to 55, that would be fantastic. And then we see what people's uptake is like, and I guess continue to educate people about the importance of participation and also about the symptoms of bowel cancer in general.
So that's Professor Barbara Ryan, and we're going to hear what the HSE has to say about all of this shortly. But back to Glenn, who you heard from a little earlier, who was first diagnosed 5 years ago. So Brian, what is life like for Glenn now on a day-to-day basis?
His lifestyle is very different now to what it was. He's made a lot of changes. And as you said, cancer is something he has to manage. I asked him about his treatment plan.
Well, my treatment is ongoing. So I'm kind of on a combination of targeted therapy, which is a kind of a new, I wouldn't say it's an immunotherapy, but it's a kind of a variation on on immunotherapy. I'll kind of need chemo from time to time. It has spread. So my colon cancer had already spread to the liver, and now it's sort of in my lungs and in my sort of lymph nodes, my lymphatic system. So it is forever kind of creeping up a little bit, but we keep a lid on it with a combination of chemotherapy. And then I try to, my targeted therapy keeps a lid on things. You know, you can live with it too, and you can have a very, very full life.
Might be a difficult question to answer, but what has living with cancer for the past 5 years taught you about life?
It's a very good question. It's quite the question, Brian. It's quite the question. I suppose at the risk of sounding kind of trite or sounding like a kind of one of those really annoying Instagram posts, it does give you kind of a real deep appreciation for today, just the gift of being present and just looking at small things. It's given me a very keen perspective on life. It's been a kind of a beautiful experience in a weird way.
And obviously you'd be saying to anybody who noticed changes in their bowel habits or feeling unusually tired over a period of time to act on it.
There's nothing to lose by just checking up on yourself. You know, the one lesson I have is maybe I did leave it. I did put it to the back of my mind. I kind of said it's just normal life. Maybe if I had have acted on it a little bit earlier, you know, we may not have had, you know, the diagnosis I had, where I have to kind of live with it.
We wish him all the best with it, and he clearly has a great outlook on life. Now, Brian, given what we heard about colorectal cancer and this younger cohort and the instances of it already in the over 55 age group, you put those questions to the HSE. What did they say?
Well, I'd asked the HSE, were there plans to expand our bowel screening programme? At the moment, it's 59 to 70. So what happens is you get an invitation around the age of 59. It's a home test. It's quite quick and easy. About 20% of people who get that test don't complete it. 4 in 100 people will be referred on then for further investigation for a colonoscopy. And then the standard uptake at that point is 50%. So it means they're aiming for half of the people who are invited to take the test to actually go through with it. The uptake in 2022 to 2023 was just under that. It was 46%, so a little bit of work to be done there. In terms of expanding then the bowel screen programme, they are looking at it now going from 59 down to 55. So next year they're going to begin inviting people aged 58. So they'll go back 1 year next year. They've added some new endoscopy units around the country as well. There's more going to come on stream. And then in terms of the wait time, so some people were saying to me, even when you're referred on to a colonoscopy in the public system, there can be a delay. They're saying, the HSE are saying 75% of people will be seen within 4 weeks, 12% will be offered an appointment 4 to 6 weeks, and just over 10% then will be waiting 6 weeks or longer. There is a free phone number, Claire, 1800 45 45 55.
Yeah, it's just interesting. The uptake is just over 46%, and I'm sure Glenn and anybody else impacted by this type of cancer would say, if you're offered the screening, avail of it, you know, take it. The aim is to get that up to 50%. Brian, thank you so much for that report. That's Brian O'Connell there.